I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions heighten in the Ukraine war as Russian ally Belarus says its warplanes can now carry nuclear weapons. Believers in Belarus are using radio to spread peace-filled messaging. Alenka Stevenson of Transworld Radio Europe says TWR's contacts in Belarus describe significant responses to spiritual truth. Some announced repenting of their sins and embracing Christ as Lord. Praise God for this response and...
Please pray for safety for all of them and also for wisdom for our contacts in Russia, as they also have to be really careful how they word their messaging so they would not be in trouble. So far, they've been doing a really amazing job and they have lots of responses coming their way, encouraging notes and just seeing them as a source of truth and light in their circumstances.
And over a year after the Taliban conquered Afghanistan, the local church continues to grow. We told you earlier that Heart for Iran has launched a virtual church platform for Christians in the country. The church reaches people who speak Dari, a Persian language spoken in Afghanistan. Cami Perez, digital media manager for Mohabbat TV, says,
"What excites me about Afghan virtual church is the possibility of discipleship, of people really becoming disciples and then creating disciples themselves and being sent out. And really, we just get to see just the tip of the iceberg, just really scratching the surface of what's going on."
Christians in Afghanistan face persecution on top of a difficult economic situation. But God is capable of remarkable things. Pray the love of Afghan Christians will bring healing and restoration to the whole country. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.